Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Miss J Renee. I'ma start off with a song.
It's the Galactic one.
Sorry y'all. I'ma start off with one of my artists. He's straight from New Haven, Connecticut. He goes by the name of Crave the Greatest. After the music, I will jump into the topics. This is Sip Tea and Meditate, y'all. The new lunch hour special for those that are at work, those that are grinding this morning. Blessed to those. I'm going to do Q&A. If you do call up here, the guest calling number is 917-889-2832. That's 917-889-2832. If you want to talk to me live and direct, I'll do a little promo. And, of course, y'all going to hear the latest dopest music from our artists from your town or some well-known artists as you already know. I do not own any copyrights to any of these songs. I want y'all to enjoy this segment and vibe with me. Y'all, this is Crave the Greatest, straight out of New Haven. Y'all stay locked.
Yeah. I know it's real right now. And of course, the pain is temporary. So we definitely got to make it about this situation more than anything. We're here now, though. Gotta will myself to victory. Life is what a mystery. Failure don't exist to me. That's my only penalty. Gotta will myself to victory. Can't let them get to me. Haters trying to stick to me. Nah, that wasn't meant for me. Gotta will myself to victory. Time to make history. Focus on a better day. Schools and opportunities. Gotta will myself to victory. I gotta will myself to victory. Some of my darkest days, coldest nights, sort of like a hunger strike. Mind still in a daze and I can't even see the light. Feeling like I'm all alone. Mama praying, treat them right. Agony and lots of pain, so I ain't even breathing right. Kishi saying, hold your head. I can't even read the kite. Letters looking kinda blurry. 2040 losing sight. Mental in a state of shock. Cam said you be alright. Feeling like a fatal shot. Black moon called it life. Bad news back to back. How I'm supposed to handle that? Everybody let me down. Everybody turned a rat. Physically, eventually, the system got my body trapped. Anger got me so confused, trying to get the feelings back. They saying it's a rental rap, and I ain't even into that. Trying to get the quarterback, I'm something like the quarterback. Everybody sound the same, everybody saying fast. Can't believe in half of it, matter of fact, run it back. Gotta will myself to victory. Life is what a mystery. Failure don't exist to me. That's my only penalty. Gotta will myself to victory. Can't let them get to me. Haters trying to stick to me. Nah, that wasn't meant for me. Gotta will myself to victory. Time to make history. Focus on a better day. Schools and opportunities. Gotta will myself to victory. I gotta will myself to victory. Need a better hand kidding me? Ain't nobody giving up. Living life backwards. It's like I really made it up. Visions and memories, I'm thinking like the gate is shut. And now that I'm thinking, nobody was as great as us. Was made in New Haven, I gotta walk and lead a crutch. And I done been against the best of them, a win's a must. All for the wild card, the trophy and the ring I lust. They patting on my back, talking about they wish me luck. It's in the victory, I'm trying to catch it with my senses. I'm balling hard against them, now I'm chilling on the benches. Scratching my hand, it's money or they get it swishes. A lot of food for thought, tell them I ain't doing dishes. About to rise above my circumstances, how you figure? You think I let them treat me like I'm just another? Nah, I ain't playing with you. Thought by now you get the picture. And I'm a living legend maker for the time. Let's get it. Gotta will myself to victory. Life is what a mystery. Failure don't exist to me. That's my only penalty. Gotta will myself to victory. Can't let them get to me. Haters trying to stick to me. Nah, that wasn't meant for me. Gotta will myself to victory. Time to make history. Focus on a better day. Scores and opportunities. Gotta will myself to victory. Yeah, I gotta will myself to victory.
That was Crave the Greatest, straight out of New Haven, Connecticut, Stand Up. That was a dope song. I'm going to keep that on rotation, y'all. Y'all let me know if y'all like the music that I play. And if you are a local artist out there, you got some good music, DM me at Latasia_Renee. Or if you're following me on Facebook at J Renee Radio. Or if you're following me on Twitter at Renee Rugel. Send me some music. Hit me up. We'll talk. But that was a dope song. That was Crave the Greatest again from New Haven. Connecticut. Y'all stand up. I hope all is well today. I'm vibrant. I'm live today. I'm just loving the fact that I could get up and start a whole new day doing what I love to do. And I inspire those who are out there that's entrepreneurs, that's working men and women out there, that's investing their money into like a better them next year, building their business or whatever creativity or goal you're trying to reach. Do it. Stand firm in it. Believe it. It won't be manifested. You just have to believe in it. And constantly, consistently, every day, work your ass off. Because if you don't, you will not see the results. You want to see results? Please keep doing what you do. Have passion with it. You know, everybody always talk about they want to jump on a bandwagon when it comes to the business because of the profit. You know, you're going to be blessed with that financial stability when it comes to your business. You just have to do the dirty work. You have to do the groundwork. Ain't no way in the world you're going to create, be the creator of your creation if you don't work hard for it. Excuse me. If you don't be consistent with it, if you're just talking about it all the time, you're not going to see the results. It's just like you trying to go into the gym and you want to tone up your body. You're not going to get those muscles, those abs, or that body structure in shape if you don't consistently work towards that body, work towards that look. You're not going to see the results. So I'm kind of tired of hearing people saying, oh, I want this, I want this. Well, if you want it so bad, go get it. Want it so bad, go get it. Keep grinding. Keep doing what you have to do. Forget about all the negativity that's portrayed in the world right now. We get so much distraction thrown at us. And we allow that to stop us to reach our goals. We allow that to stop us to reach our achievements. We allow that to stop us from being creative, being the creators that we were put on this earth to be. We have a purpose. We need to look into it, tap into our inner selves. You know, sometimes we need a change of self instead of change of scenery. I had to do both within this year, and it's been a tremendous shift, I tell you. And I don't regret anything I've done or any decisions I've made. It just kind of woke me up and made me alert and aware of what I need to do to get where I need to be. So I encourage those out there that's doing their thing. I commend y'all. And those that's trying to get there, keep being strong. Keep being motivated, and look up to people, read books, look up to people that inspire you, and consistently allow them to install that positivity. You know, keep doing affirmations every morning. You know, coach yourself every day, good things in your soul. Keep coaching your soul with positivity, and just keep striving. Keep thinking of ways of mastering your creativity. You are your best result of your product. You are the product of your I can't think of the term, but you have to be the face of your product. You have to stand firm and believe in your work. You are your own magic. You have to portray it. Please, I tell y'all every day, be consistent and deliver and execute every day. Don't worry about what nobody, criticism. You know, you're going to need some type of critique to kind of strengthen your mastery. Yeah, but people are going to say the dirt on you. They're gonna try to build you down, break you down. But you know what? You be strong enough to build yourself back up. That's all love, y'all. This is the lunch hour special. And this is, you know, a segment where you can just sit back, listen to me, vibe with me, and listen to good music. If you do want to call in here, you have any I do Q&A. If you have any questions, if you just want to talk with me and vibe with me and connect, the guest call-in number is 917-889-2832. Again, that guest call-in number is 917-889-2832. I'm going to jump into the next song. Y'all stay locked. It's your girl, Jay Renee. That was Ella May with Boot Up. I love that song. I know y'all been, I know everybody heard that song on the radio and stuff like that. That song is pretty dope. Actually, her whole album is pretty dope. So check her out, Ella May. So yes, like I was saying earlier, beginning of the topic, just be committed to your craft and, you know, execute, and you will deliver. Trust me. It's all about the being persistent, consistent with your work, and love what you do. Love what you do. At the end of the day, the profit will. It will meet you halfway. You'll get to that financial stability when it comes to your business ethic and, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever your business consists of. I just want to do a little promo. A friend of mine I just networked with, her name is Simone Jennifer Smith. She has a segment called In the Now. It premieres Friday, December 15th. Each Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can connect with her on the program, of TCN Network. She'll also be live on Facebook and YouTube as well. So if you go on Instagram, you can search her and check her out yourself, Simone Jennifer Smith. She also has another segment with another friend of hers. Every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Simone Jennifer Smith, she's the founder of Here to Help. So you could definitely, she has a lot going on. Very, very, very good person, very visionary. She's networking with a Jamel Lindo. So you guys want to stay tuned to that. I don't know if it's each and every Tuesday. Yeah, every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called the Visionary Coaching Edition with Jamel Lindo. Hopefully I'm saying his name wrong. Right. If I'm not, excuse me. please excuse me with the name. I'm not good with people's names, but yeah, check out some of Jennifer Smith. She got a lot going on, y'all. Y'all stay tuned to her network and what she got going on. Very conscious woman, but she has a lot to teach and offer people that, you know, are business mind like, and that needs an understanding of what's going on with whatever topics they discuss. But you'll get a lot of information from her with the great topics they'll be discussing. So if you want to build a connect, definitely check her out at TCN Network. So you have one segment on Tuesdays and the other one will be on Fridays. So definitely check her out. Shout outs to her. So yeah, going backwards, just discussing the topics that I have today. I got an email on, like, how do I go about my daily meditation and how do I keep myself sane with all the stuff that I have going on? Well, I can give you a few tips that help me. I don't know if it'll benefit you, but it benefits me to keep me on the right track. Normally throughout the morning, I'll, you know, I have my girls. I drop them off to school. You know, I always I praise my kids. And I don't mean like praises and worship, but, you know, letting them know, you know, they're beautiful. They're very smart, intelligent children. Be creative. Teach something to somebody. Also grasp knowledge today. But it's never take the opportunity. I can't talk today. What is going on? Always take the opportunity to teach your classmates or your peers that's in your classroom. My children, they like to teach. So whatever I teach them here, I always encourage them to, you know, share with their friends at school. But, you know, I get that through the morning with that way affirmation with them. We basically feed positive energy to each other. So after I do that, I come home, I do my daily workout. I do about maybe 30 minutes to an hour workout. I'll drink my good old detox tea, or, you know, I have numerous of tea. I'm the tea lady. Tea is just is soothing to the soul. And then I'll catch on my reading. Right now I'm reading Get Rich by Russell Simmons. And it's a very good feed, very good read. People, when they see the title of the book, they get confused. Definitely not what you think the book is about. You have to get the book to kind of understand it. The introduction basically tells you what the book is about. But when people see the cover, they're like, oh, it's a get rich scheme book. No, it's not at all. Not even the case. So if you ever get a hands on that book, definitely take heed to it. It has great knowledge. I sometimes I get maybe a good 10-minute yoga. If I do get to yoga, if not, I normally do yoga later on during the evening. But, and you know, just working my brain, keeping my brain going, being on a daily productive pattern of thinking of different things, of creations, as far as putting it towards the radio station or, you know, I can't announce another movement I'm doing, but I'm working on something. Just know I'm working on something and branching out to the team and talking with them amongst them to see what ideas we come up with. I'm networking, trying to network with people outside of my comfort zone. I haven't been used to the reaching out to people, but I've been trying to, you know, try different things to expand our platform. Not being so fearful to talk to different people from different, you know, towns and stuff like that. So I've been in the realm of doing that, you know. So, and that's another thing I want to discuss too. Don't ever feel afraid to reach out to people that are on this pedestal, on this level, because, you know, you're gonna have some of them that will ignore you, and it's cool. You know, I've learned over the past couple of years with the business world, you're gonna get a lot of no's, you're gonna get a lot of people ignore you, you're gonna get a lot of people to look down on you because they're at this point in their life where they're on this level when they can't afford, or they feel like, you know, they'll be distracted or whatever the case may be. I get it. But don't think, nonetheless, don't put me on a lower level of you because you know, you have to get and build with people in order to kind of dissect that. You know, you can't just judge people from a distance. You know, I don't do that with people. I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Right now, I could care less about any of that, but I'm fearless right now, and I feel like I'm a get where I need to be. And in order for me to do that, I have to think outside the box. I have to step outside the box. I have to actually separate myself from that programming of the box that we're all stuck in. I don't even consider myself to be programmed at this point. I'm at that awareness in my life where I know what I need to do. And for me to get where I need to be, I got to sacrifice. I got to network. I got to talk to people. I got to communicate. I got to be brave at what I do. In order for people to take me seriously, I have to take myself seriously, and I have to be serious about what I do. So I just think those type of vices I can give to you to kind of take heed to and then take on your daily life. You could kind of mix it up with whatever you need to do that benefits you, but that's what benefits me and keeps me going. I'm going to jump into the next song, y'all. I don't want to get too deep into that conversation, but if you do want to call up here and talk with me live, the guest calling number is 917-889-2832. I'm going to jump into the next song, y'all. Y'all stay live.
Yeah, you already know, man. It's the galactic one. Ew, Lord. Shout out to the validated black woman and all that. Got a whole newfound respect and new love for you, you feel me? I see things differently now, you heard? Especially when, you know, I gotta raise up my baby girl 25-8 and don't get a break, you know what I'm saying? This shit is real, you know what I'm saying? You gotta put in that work, play my divine daddy duties and all that, you heard? Yeah. Shout out to Mosiah. You heard? I love you. On March 25th, 2017, almost lost my everything. Mosiah Elim, Elohim, Zor, Hella Queen, and Young Empress. Shit like this will make a nigga switch the way he view existence. Now in a truck and it flip around like 5 times. Say a cat got 9 lives in my eyes, a miracle. I don't know how in the hell she survived. My baby mom's hysterical on the phone while she described how her life flashed before her eyes. Thinking she would die, wasn't even driving. Caught a ride with somebody headed to her son Tayshaun's 8th birthday party. It was my BM, her oldest daughter Shia and Maya. Another child is 6 months, sitting next to Most Higher. Two more adults was a passenger, and there was the driver. So that's 7 souls in total, and 7 is global for meaning God. You should have seen the car wrecked up in total. The several photos that showed the details so graphic, they flipped over the guardrail to avoid other traffic. And all this happened from an axle snapping. They lost a car wheel, and this was God's will. So I don't ask what happened, cause pain must be experienced. Keep us in remembrance to let us know who's really in charge. God, you hearing this? Harriet, dealing with forces that's so mysterious. The two sides to everything. Shit got me furious. Somebody wishing death on my baby. Try to play me, got me throwing shells like the voodoo ladies from Haiti. Yeah, yo.
Yo, shit crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, life is energy, and people don't understand how it transmutes. Go from one form, pass on to the next form. You know what I'm saying? And evolve on this journey, this thing called life, you know? It's a process to it though, you know, birth and death, you know?
Yes, 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 I love that song. Bridgeport, stand up all day, every day. You know I gotta keep Bridgeport on the map. Shout out to all the artists out here that be sending me music and use J&A Production Services to market or, you know, promotion. I appreciate y'all. I support y'all 100%. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. I see y'all. I'm live. Y'all want to call up here? The guest calling number is 917-889-2832. I did want to touch on something. I see a lot of people that are in the holidays and stuff like that, and they always question me, yeah, well, you was in the holidays before. I was like, well, honestly, when it comes to family, I'm gonna do what I have to do. I'm gonna be around family. I'm family oriented. That has nothing to do with the you know, with me being brought up with all the holiday traditions and stuff like that. I don't frown upon it. I just don't. I'm not into it with all the, you know, the knowledge that I know of, and I've gathered up from the history of these holidays. I don't want to condone it. I don't take it away from my kids. I don't take it away from anybody. I don't try to take people's happiness away when it comes to the holidays. I think my thing is, and this is, I'm being real, I'm being 100 with this, the days of the feeling we get, the emotions we get being around family from the holidays, we should feel like that every day. It shouldn't take a holiday for us to gather and be around each other and love each other. It's ridiculous. Like, I really feel this way. Like, don't put me on some type of how you say it, don't be negative to me or come at me with such of a negative light because I don't condone or I don't celebrate it like everybody celebrates it. I don't judge people when they don't like something, or, you know, when they dislike something, or when they don't condone it something, or when they don't take part in certain occasions or situations or days or events. You'll never catch me really downplaying somebody just because, like, that's not me. So I don't respect when people do that to me. Like, it doesn't bother me. Like, it's another day, another life, you know, another day I could get up and be thankful for. I just don't partake in it like I used to. Again, it's my own reasoning. It's not a personal reason. I'm telling people, like, I just don't condone it. It's like any other day to me. So I had a conversation with somebody about that. Like, so this is what I'm trying to get to. Like, don't downplay somebody just because they don't condone certain things you do. Just leave it to where it's at. Like, people want you to be understanding to their needs and how they feel about certain things. But when it comes to you, or I should say, I'm going to speak for myself, when it comes to me, it's always something, a comment or, oh, well, you used to. Like, okay, and yes, use, keyword, past tense. Just like a lot of things I don't do is past tense. Like, I don't eat meat. A lot of people play around about the whole vegan thing, and I laugh about it. But at the end of the day, it's a purpose. You know, it's a reasoning behind that. Again, I don't take it personally. Trust me when I tell you. I just like to keep it real with people. Like, I just don't, if you really, because I have some people that really be like, oh, you need to eat meat. Like, no, I don't. Just like you need to stop smoking cigarettes, or you need to stop letting these lame dudes pave the way for you, or down talk you, or you know what I'm saying, or stop hanging around or taking advice from people that don't even like you, like, or, you know, I'm just speaking in general. I'm throwing stuff out there, or like, don't go back with your kid's father. Like, I don't do stuff like that, but I see a lot of people always say, oh, I don't judge, but yet judge. Or the common thing right now is throwing subs or talking junk about people on Facebook. Like, and it'd be people that you're cool with. Like, don't do that. I feel like people always contradict themselves so much. And I just sit back and be watching people. Like, don't call the kettle back and you sitting there being black as hell like the damn kettle. Like, don't put yourself out there and then make yourself look silly. They'd be the main people that don't want the next person to do certain things to them, but yet they are the main people that be doing it. Like, come on, man, with the nonsense. That's one thing I don't tolerate, is nonsense and stupidity. Like, don't sit there and have a conversation with me and yet go to somebody else to tell them the conversation we had, or go on social media and tweet those things out and write it all out. Like, you take that time to really go out there, out your way to do all that, when you could be doing something productive. Like, you know, don't sit here and downplay me because I don't want to take part in holidays or be around certain people, or don't want to partake in the club scene, or, you know, again, I'm speaking in general, but, you know, at the end of the day, a person's going to be who they are regardless. But don't take that away from them. Either you respect what they do, don't condone in, or what they do, or you respect what they believe in or what they don't believe in. Especially if you have a mutual friendship or a chemistry with this person, if you're in a relationship with this person, you know, you have to kind of balance things out if you really want to be around people. Nobody's perfect. There's no perfection in anything you do, whether it's business, real life, whatever. You just have to differentiate certain things. You got to take it with the good or bad. Like, people just want everything to be about them and think they don't do no wrong when it comes to certain things. Like, you know, those type of people, you know, you just got to be like, you know what, that's just what it is. Like, but certain people I take that with, and some people I just block out of my life because you're not about to bring my energy down just because I don't do certain things you do. That's not my wave. You know, you either respect it or you don't. Keep it moving. I'm going to jump into the next song, y'all. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in today. You can catch me Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 noon playing music, doing a little promotion, you know, throwing businesses out there that need marketing help or promo help, whatever the case may be. If you're a local artist, you want your music to be played on the show, you can DM me at Latasia_Renee. If you follow me on Facebook at JRenee Radio. Also, if you follow me on Twitter at Renee Rugel. Pretty simple, Renee Rugel. You can always click the link in my bio. It'll send you right to the episode and you can hear me live. Or you can always call in, talk with me live and direct at 917-889-2832. I'm going to jump into the next song, y'all. I appreciate all y'all that support. You know, y'all stay tuned for this show this Saturday. We will have our special guest because due to the weather last Saturday, we couldn't, you know, bring our special guest on or air the show. But we do apologize for that inconvenience. But we will go live this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Me, myself, your favorite host, Miss JRenee, my girls, Miss Rosh, Miss Raisha. She kills me with that because the Raisha, Rasha, and my girl, Miss Britt. Y'all can catch their information. If you are following me on Instagram, you can email them or DM them as well, not just me. We are all a team at the end of the day. We are the queens. We are the queens of the radio right now. We support our local artists. We support our local businesses. So hit us up. Let us know if you want to help, need any help with promotion or, you know, promotional services. You can definitely hit us up at those contacts. I'm going to jump into the next song. Y'all stay tuned. Y'all stay locked.
I mean, if we gotta get into it, let's get into it for real, you know? You're not racist. It's just that I had to endure slavery. You took me from my baby, so you can hang me from a tree like you hate me. The industry has left us in the 80s. Around the time crack came out, that shit crazy. And after all that, you got the nerve to call me lazy. In hindsight, white flight had us in the projects wildin'. Matter of fact, Google redlining. Shit, CIA put crack in the hood, ain't no excuse. Freeway Ricky is the proof. We always had the burden on our back for your luxury pursuit. The reason my love for designer is so acute. If selling crack for jewelry is all I do, it's cause deep down I'm trying to be more like you. And it was always you versus me. That's why we had to build our own university. Shit, you're not racist, but you don't want me living where you tend to live. Somehow you only give me long sentences. That shit amazed me. If you don't really hate me, then why you don't teach us about black before slavery? When Africa was the first civilization, I sell crack and rob cause I'm getting impatient. I know Planned Parenthood and new clinics are the brainchild of Jews and eugenics. And they threaten black women when they got pregnant to give them a shot of their assistance to get deaded. The type of shit that you niggas would never hear though, cause they had to give them a shot to make them sterile. Get rid of all the black people, you'd be a hero. But they don't never tell us we as kings, we as pharaohs. Put the work right in the hood, trying to get rid of them. Swing of the pendulum, mandatory minimums. Whole generation grew up with no dad. They had to learn to be men on their own. So when you see that boy with his pants off his ass, don't be quick to judge. Get that nigga a hug. I sell dope cause I'm desperate. And I'm obsessed with how your life is so easy and make my head split. My city gritty cause nobody ate breakfast. So for you criticize that boy on the corner, get a nigga a job. Teach him about credit. Otherwise, your charity is cosmetic. My people damn near out here getting beheaded. And Colin Kaepernick taking the knee is what you obsessed with. You are a racist. Only put us on the news to show us getting abused. The committing the crime. Got the people confused by who we really are. So you pick and you choose when they love and when they hate us. But you don't show that we the pinnacle of culture, the real innovators. You treated us like it was a privilege to integrate us. It's crazy you don't like who we are when you made us. You are racist. If I offended you, it wasn't on purpose, but shit, I was only scratching the surface. Hold on.
Yes, that was my boy Sholi. That song is so dope. It has such the deepest concept to it. If you really like listen to the artists that I play up here, if you like kind of take sit back, have wisdom, and listen to the words that they're saying in these songs, you could definitely dissect the value of what they're saying. It's so deep. But yes, always such good lyricists like that. It just gets my day going. Another thing I want to discuss is being blessed and appreciative of what you have right in front of you. I think a lot of us beat ourselves up knowing that we don't have everything in the world, but being blessed with just having a purpose. And, you know, a lot of us go through our trials and tribulation, and those trials and tribulation, you know, it really helps us find our being of who we really are. I say the strongest battles are, you know, the strongest people go through the toughest battles, and through those tough times, we kind of, you know, the light is shown right in front of our faces of what we're really supposed to be doing with our lives and the type of people we need to have around us and the type of energy we need to be filled with. It kind of helps us branch out into our purpose in our destination, finding our destination. I always talk about my own experience because that's the best learning experience I've dealt with in life. If everything, the people I've came encounter with, or, you know, the things I were taught from, you know, the elders, and I say you always take wisdom from the elders. The word of the wise is the best knowledge you could take heed to. But anyway, you know, going through the trials and tribulations and the changes that you go through in life, whether it was, you know, traumatic or abuse, just neglect, abandonment, you know, those things that we suffer, you can't stay in those suffering. You cannot, you have to come out of it, because that out of that suffering, you have a beautiful story. You know, it's like the caterpillar when it turns into the butterfly. It's a process. Before that caterpillar can get up into that cocoon and you know, shield itself and, you know, open up and come out into this beautiful, colorful, magnificent feature, before they can get through that, he has to go through that phase. He has to go through that purpose. Like, but, you know, it's always a beautiful testimony out of everything you go through. You just can't stay in it. You have to come out of that. You got to come out of that trauma. You got to reprogram everything that you were taught. And I always say this, and I was thinking about this knowledge, this logic the other day. As so, like, when we first come into this world, we're just newborn babies. Just come out the womb, just hysterically crying. Don't know why. We're just exiting out this tunnel of life, this light, this beam. And we're now into this dimension, and we don't know what to expect. We're like, why are we here? But before we even develop into like that baby stage, where we even begin to crawl, walk, we had to learn things. We had to, you know, we had to figure things out on our own. Even in a baby's mindset, we know everything. We know things that the adults don't know, because even again, like at that stage in life, we're observing everything we see, everything we hear. We're just being immune to all these new things. But at some point in your life, you were fearless. You didn't fear anything in the world. You were open to learning everything. You didn't have nobody installing things into you, telling you you had to believe in this, or you had to do this, or you had to dress like that. You were just a newborn. A newborn being just learning. Why can't we not go back into that stage as adults? I think once we get back into that mindset, you know, we'll be better off. We'll be open to learning new things, networking with different people, communicating with people that we normally wouldn't communicate with, surrounding ourselves with positive people. You know, we feel like we were always negative people. We weren't born that way. The Creator did not create us in that being, in that sense. But people don't think like this because they're so programmed with all the negativity and social media propaganda and news propaganda and et cetera. And it's ridiculous. We cannot grow and build with one another because we're stuck in this mindset. Even people that are on this stature or on this pedestal or at this level of life, they feel like they can't work with people because they're not at this level. Some people have their own reasoning, but that's more so the reason. We have to tap into it spiritually. Once we master our spiritual realm, our spiritual world, we can do anything, y'all. You gotta research. You gotta research. Ask questions. Surround yourself with people that know. It's okay. Like, everybody don't know everything. But you'll have that one person the universe will send you to teach you everything you need to know. Or it will direct you in the path that you need to take and trust it. You have to trust it, y'all. I got about 4 minutes on the clock, y'all. But I love being up here talking with y'all and sharing y'all my things and knowledge of life and how I go about my daily days and sharing y'all with the dopest music I got up here, because everybody up here on this playlist is dope. So, you know, just going backwards, just spread love and enjoy life and do what you got to do in this earth and make it worthwhile. I'm going to jump into the last song. I didn't get the opportunity to talk to anybody, but you can join me at this lunch hour special with Sip Tea and Meditate every Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 noon. I do a little promo, I play my dopest music, and I vibe with y'all. Consciousness is everything, y'all. Y'all take knowledge. Y'all enjoy knowledge, learn, ask questions. Don't be afraid to talk to people and love. I love y'all. Blessings. Y'all stay up. Y'all stay beautiful. It's going to be all right. Y'all keep being motivated, and I'm going to inspire y'all as much as I can. Y'all be inspirational to me, because we all got to learn from each other. And if we can't, then how will we grow? I love y'all. I love y'all so much. Y'all stay tuned to the next show this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. with me. My queens will be in the building, Miss Risha, Miss Britt, and that talk around the table. Again, this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have a special guest. Y'all don't want to miss it. I love y'all again. Much love. Peace.